Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be unto you all. Amen. Our text is the Old Testament lesson, so you have it written. I'm not going to read it again. I'll repeat parts of it during the sermon. In Christ Jesus, dear saints, All Saints Sunday. Originally, when I found out I was preaching on All Saints Sunday, I was going to preach on the gospel. But the world situation today changed my mind. It's a bad time in the world, a dangerous time. We see the results that go back to the Old Testament. That's where we can see it all. Back earlier than our text, back to the time of Abraham and Sarah, the child by the bondwoman, Ishmael. And when Ishmael's mother ran out in the wilderness crying, God comforted her. He said, you're going to have your son, and he's going to be a multitude of people. His descendants are more than you can measure. But they're going to be a wild people. We're talking about the Palestinians. And before we go any farther, there are probably millions of Palestinian Christians today, so let's never forget that. But the rioting we have going on in our country is the same rioting that began there between Abraham's two children and their tribe. The Israelites and the Palestinians. The hatred there. Things that went on back in these days we couldn't imagine, but we're seeing some of the same things today. Over the same area. And we're talking about in our text today. We're going back to look at the kings of Judah. About 20 kings in succession, and most of them were wicked, but there were a few of them that were good. Asa was one. He ruled for 41 years. Jehoshaphat ruled for 21 years. And then probably one of the holiest after David and Solomon would be Hezekiah. Hezekiah ruled for only 29 years, but he ruled for his God. He ruled against wickedness and cleared up the idol worship. He did everything to increase God's kingdom here on earth. Then God finally told him through Isaiah the prophet, said, you're going to die now, your days are over. And he pleaded with the prophet to plead to God to give him more time, because he had more things he wanted to do for God's people. He was building waterworks throughout Jerusalem, and he wanted to get all of this finished. And you know what? God said, I'll do it. You'll have 15 more years. And even he bargained with God. He said, how do I know? Give me proof. And God said, okay, there's the sundial and the shadow. He said, you want it to go forward 10 degrees or backwards 10 degrees? And he said, well, if it goes forward, he said, I might have been dozing, not really know. So go backwards. So God had the shadow go backwards 10 degrees as proof that he would heal him. And he did heal him. And he did a lot of more good works for the people, except in those 15 years, he got some pride. He started showing off all the treasures that he had there in the kingdom. And some people from Babylon came and saw these treasures. And down the road, God said, because you did this, you're still going to have peace in your lifetime. But after you're gone, your people are going into captivity because you show them the riches and they're determined to take the riches. So then, after him, his son took over. The desperado of the Old Testament, Manasseh. Manasseh was the most wicked king ever in Israel. And yet he reigned for more time, 59 years I think it was, that he was king. But the reason I chose that for today, with the situation in the world and the wickedness going on in the world, is that even this wicked king, God had mercy upon him. And through the Holy Spirit moved him at the end of his life to turn around and ask God forgiveness. And he was forgiven. So if ever you wonder about God's grace and think, hey, could God really forgive me for what I've done in my life? Look at the thief on the cross on All Saints Day. Look at Saul of Tarsus. And look at the wicked king Manasseh. Because even now as the saints march in front of us, the saints in heaven, they are included. Through the wonderful mercy of God, a mercy that you and I can't understand, how God could still have forgiven him for all that he had done. And not just once, God tells this story twice. He tells it in 2 Kings and in 2 Chronicles. It's that important that the Holy Spirit wants us to know the loving mercy and forgiveness of God that he holds out for everybody. No matter who they are, no matter what they have done, no matter what nationality, that forgiveness is there for all who turn to him. The sad thing is he was the son of a good and pious king, Hezekiah. The son of the greatest king after David and Solomon became the worst king. And so he taught his children same way. His children went astray, even as he went astray, even though he had a pious, a godly father. But I think, you know, God is talking to you and me today. Any of us that have families, any of us that might have children that maybe one walked away somewhere, and we trained them all the same way in the word of the Lord, and then what happened here? I think the reason God tells that story twice is for us to know that it can happen, that sometimes it happens even though we do train them in the way and they throw away everything they were taught. Imagine Adam's feeling in the garden when Cain killed Abel. Because Adam blamed himself. He said, oh, because I'm the one who brought sin into the world and now this. But it wasn't Adam's fault. It was Cain that had anger in his heart against the Lord. Remember David and Absalom, his son, that rebelled against him and tried to steal the hearts of the people. And when he was killed in battle, David just cried out, Absalom, Absalom, my son, would that I had died instead of you that love. But it can happen. Our kids can go astray. There is no such thing as a perfect parent. No such thing as a perfect child. The same way as not a perfect husband or wife. In spite of what my wife tells you, there is no such thing as perfection. But we go and hear the Manasseh undid all the good things Hezekiah did. He said Hezekiah had done away with idol worship. He broke down the altars of Baal and Asherah. But you know what? Manasseh rebuilt the altars to Baal and all the false gods. Today, we don't have any false gods, do we? That's totally different today. We have our false gods, and that's what God wants to tell us today. Anything in our lives that comes between us and God, that comes between us and his word, know, it's that Word of God that keeps us in the faith. The Holy Spirit works through the Word to hold us steadfast in the faith. And anything in this world we let come between us and the need for God's Word, that has become an idol for us. The idol could be pleasure, could be a new home that we have to have that new home, and we just give up everything for it. A new car, a new boat, a new rifle or a fishing rod, but anything that takes preference over God, whatever a person loves more, that's their God. He went even further in wickedness, said he sacrificed his children to idols. Sacrificed his children to idols. Killed his own children. But that's happening in our world today, isn't it? It's happening in our world today through abortion. Abortion where people can kill the innocent baby in the womb and not have any conscience pangs from it whatsoever. It's happened in that war over there in Israel. The terrible things that have gone on there in the last month. We can't even imagine. But our text is talking about the same kind of things. Where Hamas cut babies apart, cut their heads off. They're trying to find out who is who. And they can't even match up the heads to the body. Yeah, I know it's gross to talk about it. But that's what's going on. The one lady, she was pregnant, about to give birth, they cut her open and took the baby out and killed the baby in front of her. And then we have, probably by now, hundreds of thousands of people in our country, at our colleges, in our cities, demonstrating for Hamas. Do you ever stop and think? This is our country today. This is our lives. And what our world is doing to us. If there's any hope for America, we just pray to the Lord that somehow He could intervene here somehow and make some sense out of this, because we are getting closer and closer to a civil war in America. I was reading here about Manasseh, and he was so bad that he actually persecuted the people of God. The innocent people he persecuted. The wicked ones he built up to higher positions and promoted them. But the believers in God, he persecuted them. And that's what was going on. Said all Judea was eager for all kinds of idolatry and vice because the king led them there. And the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they would not hearken. That was a sad thing. They would not hearken. He persecuted the church of God, and this is the next step in America that we're heading for. Right now, would you dare to these demonstrations you're having, 100,000 there in Washington, D.C., would you been comfortable walking in there with the cross? I think you would have been knocked down and stomped. That's the way it is today. That's our country today, and it's not getting better, but day after day it's getting worse, and so we need to come back to God's Word and find out where the refuge and strength is, and it's only in God. He's the only one that can make sense of this and bring us back under His control. But we need to pray for that every day. The prophet Isaiah was living during the first part of Manasseh's rule, and he preached to him and preached to him, and you know what finally happened to him? He was cut in two. His body was cut in two. Can't believe it. What's happening in Israel today, in Gaza, where they cut their bodies, cut them in two, and it's hard for us to imagine that's how wicked Manasseh was. He made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to sin and do worse than the heathen whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. But then comes that miracle. The miracle so great that we can't imagine. And the reason I wanted to use this text and look at this miracle, because I'm praying that miracle can still happen in our world today. That we can still have somehow a miracle that our people in America will wake up to see what's happening, to see the depth to which they are stooping. Even some of our Congress people are shouting out for Hamas. It's treason. It's sad. But God came in and took control. But how did he take control? Wasn't an easy way, was it? He sent them into captivity. Remember, that's what he told Hezekiah is going to happen. Won't happen in your lifetime, but your people will be sent to Babylon. And when they came, Manasseh didn't fight. He cowered and tried to run and hide. And they caught him and put chains on him, put him in a dungeon, put a ring in his nose where they could lead him with a chain by his nose around. And he was lying there in that dungeon in captivity. That's when the words of the Lord came to him. When is it that we're ready to pray and cry out to God? In the low times, the time of trouble, sickness, in the time in America today and in the world today, it's the time to cry out to God. So we need to cry out to God like Manasseh finally did and cried out and said to the Lord, Lord, I know you're a God of mercy. My father taught me this, I learned it, but I went astray and I am more wicked than the worst. But Lord, have mercy upon me. I know that you're a God of mercy and love, and so I come to you for forgiveness. And God did forgive him. That's the message for us today. The message that God gave to him. And I pray that we don't have to go through a captivity first in America before we really repent and turn to God. But there's a good chance the way we're going today, it could happen that we could go into captivity. We have nations all around that hate us. Iran, North Korea, China, Russia. We need to go back through the Old Testament and the New. Go back into the Word to find out God's love and God's mercy and God's compassion. Where he said, I am your refuge and strength, the never-failing help in time of trouble. And if we all get to praying in dead earnest for God to take over, we pray that that day will come when we have peace once again in our Lord and Savior who died for us and rose again. Amen. Now may that wonderful peace with God that we have through the forgiveness of our sins in Christ Jesus hold us steadfast in the faith until life everlasting.